This is Out and About on Peoria Public Radio. I'm Nathan Irwin.
And I'm Jen Gordon with Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Today we're talking with Ed Peck and Alex Hunt. They're both featured performers in Cornstalk Theater's upcoming regional premiere of Newsies the Musical. Ed and Alex, welcome to Out and About.
Thanks for having us.
Happy to be here.
Now, this is based upon the historical 1899 Newsies strike. Ed, tell us about the character that you portray in the musical.
I'm playing Joseph Pulitzer, who owned the World newspaper back then and was kind of the king of New York, if you will. And at that time, it was right after the Spanish-American War, so they had raised the prices of newspapers, 60 cents per 100 papers on the Newsies, because everyone was reading the newspaper at that time. And then the war ended, everyone kind of stopped reading the newspapers, it was getting harder on the Newsies, but we were keeping the prices the same, which was kind of the origin of the strike. So he's kind of the villain of this piece. He's the reason that they are striking, because he wants to make money as best way he can, and, you know, the best way is off of the Newsies.
And Alex, you're playing one of the Newsies, a character named Crutchy, and in contrast to Joseph Pulitzer, who's a historical figure, your character is more of a composite. He's, you know, he's representative of, you know, like a whole category or a class of young newsboys.
Yeah, that is correct. Crutchy really resembles those young men and women who were disabled at this time that were selling newspapers. So he really is the optimistic face of the strike. He always takes things with a smile on his face. And, you know, he has the bum leg in this situation, but he doesn't let it define him. And it's not really what builds his character. He likes to look past that and always look to the future.
And the story itself, I mean, it deals with child labor, it deals with a lot of unemployment, what could be really kind of a heavy, heavy story, but the music is high octane. It's very, very energetic. Tell us a little bit about maybe a part of the production that really appealed to you when you went into auditioning for it.
Well, for me, even though I don't do it, it's the dancing, because, I mean, you can't think of Newsies without thinking about all those guys doing all those incredible dance moves, or girls in our case. We have guys and girl Newsies. That was very appealing. And also, it's Alan Menken, which you can't go wrong with Alan Menken. He wrote Little Mermaid, Beauty and the Beast. If you think Disney, you think Alan Menken. So it's got wonderful music in it.
And let's also talk a little bit about the choreography, because one of the things that characterizes a lot of productions of Newsies is this very dynamic, very, I would want to say, really athletic choreography. Mm-hmm. So talk a little bit about the choreography of the show and what people, you know, might not be expecting when they just go to a musical.
Sure. So our choreographer, Tamara Chalicombe, she's really brought life into these dances. You know, we talked about how the music is high energy. She takes the choreography and she matches that intensity and that energy throughout every dance that we have. You can expect to see lots of leaps, lots of jumps, lots of tricks. We probably spend more time in the air than we do on the ground. And it's just been a lot of fun. We've done a lot of training for all this dancing and stuff. We have just all these people doing all these sorts of different things at any given time. And it's,
so was it a more intensive dance rehearsal schedule for this production than maybe another production?
Yeah, absolutely. We would spend hours doing, you know, just a regular rehearsal, and then she would always end up keeping a group of people to work on this number or this number, and, you know, spend 15 minutes cleaning this section, go in the dance studio and work on it yourselves. We had a lot of dance captains just kind of throughout too, so at any given point during a rehearsal, you could look around our rehearsal venue and see people dancing and practicing the dances all the time.
Well, and one thing that must have made that even more logistically complicated is that the cast of this production is over 100 people. So there are a lot of actors and singers and dancers all to be kept occupied and all to be kept working on something.
Absolutely. You know, yeah. The opening scene, the story takes place in New York. So we really wanted to emulate the busy streets of New York. So we've got people crossing and dancing at any given time, especially in that big opening number. You know, you'll see all 110 people on stage at least three times in the first 3 minutes of the show.
I think there's four of us backstage that are not in the number, including me. So it is, yeah, there's a lot of people. It's a lot of action, but it's, I've sat back and watched it, and it's just thrilling to see everyone just crossing and intermingling and somehow not running into each other.
A very coordinated effort there.
Very coordinated.
So how does that play into or complement a set that is designed to bring to life New York City here in a theater tent?
This is probably one of the most incredible sets I've seen at Cornstalk. It is just stairs, fire escapes going everywhere. Everywhere you look, there's another level and a platform. At one point, you're surrounded by newsies. That's everywhere you look, there's going to be newsies singing, and it's just really an amazing set to look at, and it flows very well for our show.
Yeah, and as Ed mentioned, you know, there's newsies all around. We've got a couple moments where we have people even standing behind and above the audience on the north and the south side. So we've really incorporated almost a full round into what is normally just like the little section of cornstalk.
Now, obviously, the core of the cast is the newsies themselves. I mean, you've got characters like Pulitzer, and you've got reporters and some other people. But like, what of the total cast? How many of those are newsies?
I would probably say about 85 to 90.
Wow.
We've got a bunch of different groups. So we have, you know, our main group of newsies that have the names and stuff that really tell the story. And then we've got newsies that represent the newsies that were in Manhattan and Brooklyn and all the different boroughs of New York. So we've got just a bunch of different groups of newsies traveling across the stage and representing different parts of the story and coming to support, you know, what is the Newsboy strike of 1899.
One thing that's kind of interesting about having both of you in the studio today is I understand, Ed, that this is kind of an anniversary year for you at Cornstalk, yes?
Yes, this August will actually be my 20th anniversary of my first show at Cornstalk, which was You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown, which would have been the fifth slot at the end of August. So this is 20 years later and still doing it.
And Alex, similarly, this is the first time that you have done a show in the tent.
That is correct. Yeah, I've done Peoria Theater and I've performed in the Winter Playhouse and Peoria Players and all those different other theaters. But this is the first time that I've ever actually come out to do a tent show.
So extrapolate a little bit upon that. You have lots of experience in theater. What makes Cornstalk so special?
So far, just being around, you know, in that park venue with all the, like, the outside is obviously just very different in its own. It's in a different environment. But the theater at Cornstalk, especially the tent, is nothing like I've performed on before. So you get, you know, the in the round experience down on the floor, but then you kind of go up into the set and you're kind of getting into that proscenium view again. But you're also on eye level with so many of the different audience members. And so it's such a personal connection, you know, when you're telling the story or telling any story for that matter at the tent. So it's very special for me to be able to tell this story very close and personal with the audience.
And again, one of the things that makes this musical interesting is that it's grounded in an actual historical event, and some of you, including Ed, are playing historical figures. I'm curious, how much time did you as a cast spend talking about this, you know, this the real story behind the musical, or if there wasn't a lot of time at the cast level, you know, did either of you invest some of your own time digging into that material?
Well, one thing that's nice with Pam is Pam does her homework and she shares her homework with us. So we have gotten handouts on not only the Newsies strike of 1899, we have the Newsies musical history. She sent videos on what it was like in New York City at that time in 1899, just to kind of give you that feel of what was going on in the city, what conditions were like for the kids, and just that whole feel of the city. As far as my character Pulitzer, he actually was in Maine when this happened. So this was kind of, you know, Newsies needed a villain, and they had Pulitzer and Hertz, and they decided Pulitzer was the way to go with this one. Harvey Fierstein wrote the book, which Harvey Fierstein's an incredible book writer, and so he wrote just the best scenes.
You had mentioned, Ed, that Pulitzer is sort of cast as the, you know, the heavy and the antagonist in this show. And something that I think you and I can appreciate as actors is sometimes it's more fun to play the bad guy in a production than it is to play, you know, than it is to play the protagonist whose motivations are, you know, good but kind of boring.
Definitely. Especially with this show, the way that Harvey Fierstein wrote those scenes. The first scene where I meet Jack, it's just, it's so well written, and it's, he's just so, you know, evil in that scene that it's, I read that and I'm like, I can't wait to play this scene, you know? And it's just, it's a lot of fun dueling Pulitzer.
And for people who may not have been at the tent this summer, can you talk a little bit about the food environment that is also part of the experience this year?
Definitely. It's not summertime unless you go out to Cornstalk, in my opinion. And we've got hat ads coming this year. So before the show, they're opening at 5:30. They're going to have hamburgers and gyros and, you know, the sandwiches and, of course, the lemon shakeups. So you go early enough, you're probably going to see me in line and probably several other cast members. We also have Sky Harbor is back again, and they're doing the beer and wine tent. So if you want a little something before the show or at intermission, they're there to take care of you as well. Perfect date show, in my opinion.
We've been talking with Alex Hunt and Ed Peck from the cast of Newsies. The musical opens next Friday, August 3rd, at Cornstalk Theater. Performances continue through the 11th. Showtimes are at 7:30 each night. Thank you both for being with us, and break a leg.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And this Saturday from 12 p.m. to 11 p.m., Five Points Washington presents Summer Jam, benefiting St. Jude Runs. The outdoor music festival will feature performances by Dexter O'Neill and the Funkyard, Cousin Eddie, Cowboy Jukebox, and Run Forest Run. Out and About is a production of Peoria Public Radio and Arts Partners of Central Illinois. Each week, we connect you to the arts community by talking with local arts leaders and performers.
Our producer is Sierra Doss. You can learn more about Peoria Public Radio at our website, peoriapublicradio.org. I'm Nathan Irwin, and this is Out and About.